1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime in Spearfish, Spartan 7, Huron 0. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Look at some of those AA scores, see if I have any new updates. Late third quarter, T area leads Mitchell, or into the third quarter, T area 47, Mitchell 0. Final, Roosevelt held off Brookings 26-21, first loss of the season for Brookings. Midway through the second quarter, Watertown 27, Douglas 0. Late in the first half, Yankton 14, Pier 0. Early second quarter, Sturgis and Aberdeen are scoreless. 11 AAA final, Jefferson 34, O'Gorman 14. Midway through the fourth quarter, Brandon Valley 49, Rapid City Central 0. Into the first quarter, Harrisburg 14, Rapid City Stevens 7. We can pick up some of our area scores as well. Del Rapids St. Mary is up on Iroquois Lake Preston 44-0 in the second quarter. Late first half, Hitchcock Tulare 14, Sunshine Bible 0. Still looking here. Woolsey Westington up big on Gregory 38-0. That's early second quarter. Woolsey Westington looking to stay undefeated. And winner leads Miller Highmore Herald early second quarter, 42-0. Woonsocket Westington Springs, Sanborn Central late first half leads Wagner 10-7. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, halftime here in Spearfish, 7-0. Spearfish leads the Huron Tigers. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes and return here to Spearfish on Dakota Sports.
Are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Ober and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinfosser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime here in Spearfish, and the Huron Tigers trail the Spearfish Spartans. Homecoming night for the Spartans, 7-0. It is 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM in Huron. Realistically, neither team got a ton of offense in the first half. Spearfish had an advantage. They definitely had a time of possession advantage in the first half. Run down the stats. The score came on the first play from scrimmage after Huron returned the opening kickoff on the first play. An overthrow by Huron led to a pick six by Dylan Doran. About, I estimated at about 23 yards. And we were 17 seconds into the game, and Spearfish was up 7-0. And actually, the extra point got interesting. They set up to kick the extra point. Huron jumped offside, so they marked it the 1.5. Spearfish went for two and got it, but were called for a hold. So then we went a third time, and then they did kick the extra point to make it 7-0. And that's it. And there were nobody else got really all that close to scoring. Both teams had okay drives into opponent territory, but nothing much inside the 30, and that's where we stand here. 7-0 on a defensive touchdown by Spearfish. Spartans, I have them 77 yards rushing. Hunter Walters, 7 carries for 50 yards, and basically all of that came on 2 carries, a 39 and 11. He had 2 carries, 11 yards for Carson Sear. Evan Wilson, 1 carry for 4. Thomas Hughes hasn't got on track with his running game. He has 2 carries for 1 yard. Mick Bosch, 2 carries for 2 yards. Samuel Marcus, a lineman, but he's also the punter, and he got 15 yards on a fake punt on Spearfish's first offensive possession. They were unable to score, though. Cole Malo ran once for minus six, so 77 yards team in the first half for Spearfish. And passing the ball, Thomas Hughes in the first half was 5 of 10 for 31 yards. 6 first downs in the first half for Spearfish. For Huron, Thackeray Hansen getting his first extended play. Coming off his shoulder injury, he carried the ball 11 times for 30 yards. Had a couple of good runs, but also had a couple of losses. Logan Leyendecker on an end-around carried once for 2, and Landon Hulse, 1 carry for 1 yard. Throwing the ball, Colt McNeil was 5 of 9 for 54 yards. Did have the 2 picks, 5 first downs in the first half for Huron. And time of possession, I had Spearfish at 13 minutes, 12 seconds. Huron at 9:48. I might have that wrong. I might have to re-add that. 6 first downs in the first half for Spearfish. So those are our halftime stats. The Spearfish Marching Band out to perform here at halftime. Looks like a good crowd here. I'm on the home side of the field. Hard for me to see all of the bleachers. But again, we're on the campus of Black Hills State University, so we're in a college stadium, and so plenty of room to sit here. And I got an okay contingent across the way from Huron as well. 7-0, Spearfish leads Huron at the half. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Spearfish on Dakota Sports.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi. I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJP.
In halftime score, 7-0 Huron trailing Spearfish. Halftime report. We're going to talk some Huron Tiger girls tennis with head coach Rachel Carey. Tigers getting set for ESD here Monday, Tuesday, and then the following week state to wrap up the season. Tigers finished their dual season, and they finished with a record of 12-6. Coach Carey happy with the way the girls performed in duels.
That we'll see at state, and then we also got to play those ESD schools. And when I look at how we've done against both, we're looking like we're going to be in good shape for both of these tournaments.
You know, and that's the thing with tennis scheduling, I've seen it a couple of times. I think last time we talked, you were getting ready to go to Brookings, even though you weren't going to play Brookings. You went up to Aberdeen, got the two Rapid City schools, but didn't play Aberdeen. But sometimes that's just what you have to do in tennis when you have schools together, schools you haven't seen, that's a good chance to play.
Yep, we just have to go to locations where we can meet up with some of these schools that are going to be there. So you kind of find a central location, or you travel to where you need to so that you can see the teams that you need to see and get those matches in.
Now, you mentioned you've only lost three ESD duels this year, Aberdeen, Mitchell, and Watertown, so obviously did well in ESD. And, you know, when you have a record like that, up and down the lineup, everybody has their spot where they helped out.
Oh, yes, for sure. Those wins that we've gotten against those ESD schools have been huge. I think that puts us in some really good positions going into the ESD tournament. I'm hopeful that we'll avoid those play-in matches and can just get rolling with the tournament right away.
Well, let's talk ESD Monday, Tuesday. Still don't know what the seedings are, where everybody's going to be, but that should come out tomorrow ahead of Monday afternoon's start. But you have an idea where some girls are going to go, and right now you're very hopeful, you feel confident. We don't have anybody that's going to be in that 8-9 play-in.
I don't think we'll be in too many positions where we're having to play those play-in matches. Maybe a little bit in doubles, some pretty strong doubles teams out there in the ESD tournament. So I'm anxious to see where we kind of land on Sunday when we get that information. But I think with how they've done throughout the season, we're going to be in a good position to do well at the ESD tournament.
Let's kind of go up and down the lineup and talk, just kind of where you feel they'd be seated and what chances they are. Because really, I think you said we were sixth of the team last year, and you feel confident we can make a run at a top four.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, from top to bottom in our lineup, the girls have gotten some really good wins against those ESD schools. The tricky thing is when you have teams that maybe sub in girls for various reasons at some of those spots. So it's really kind of hard to know right now. But I think, you know, Ann Claire Segle, Ann Hook, I mean, Pa Claire, Madeline, Idella, those are our six varsity girls that are going to be playing. And I think they will be in good positions to do well in the tournament. And like you said, Jeff, with, you know, during the season beating a good majority of the ESD schools, I'm really looking at a top four finish for us as a team at ESD this year.
Rachel Carey, head coach here on Tiger Girls Tennis, again off this week in August. I shouldn't say entirely off. Huron's going to host a middle school doubles tournament tomorrow, something new that Coach Carey just kind of came up with. We have so many kids out for tennis, just want to get everybody some chances to play. So Huron will be hosting a doubles tournament tomorrow. I believe starts at 9 o'clock in the morning at the tennis complex. We're at the half here in Spearfish. Spearfish leading 7-0, a defensive touchdown, the only score of the first half. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout here, 2 minutes, and return here to Black Hills State University, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Lexington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor clean for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Jeff Duffy back here in Spearfish. Huron back out on the field and still waiting Spearfish. I'm sure we're about 4 minutes away from the start of the second half here, and Spearfish will get the ball to begin play in the second half. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We do have a couple of finals now. Again, Roosevelt defeated Brookings 26-21. And T area took care of Mitchell 54-0. That's a final. Late second quarter, Watertown 27, Douglas 0. Douglas comes to Huron next Friday. Yankton at halftime leads Pier 21-0. Sturgis leads Aberdeen 7-3 midway through the second quarter. And that's your 11AA scoreboard update. I mentioned Douglas coming to Huron next week. Just want to make a note on that, too. That is an earlier kickoff time. That'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff next Friday from Tiger Stadium. So pregame to begin at 5:30 here on Tiger next Friday. And again, earlier kickoff. And I can't tell you how much this guy likes the earlier kickoff. So looking forward to that. We do have volleyball on Tuesday, Thursday. Tuesday here on at home hosting Washington, then on the road Thursday to Lincoln. And that'll be our schedule here on Tiger for next week. Again, halftime here. Spearfish leads here on 7-0. The lone touchdown on a defensive score by the Spartans. Neither team's really had a big threat to score here in the game. Like, oh yeah, Spearfish is out. Didn't even see him there. We'll take a Kurtz Heating and Cooling timeout of 1 minute. Get ready for our second half kickoff. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports. downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Ken Howes, a Huron Community Campus timeout. Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes, $40 per credit hour. Get those generals out of the way and save some money at Huron Community Campus. Well, just waiting for the countdown here to the second half kickoff. So Spearfish will get the ball first. So Huron's defense, and the time of possession was a little more lopsided than I thought. I thought it was a little closer than what I saw, and I think that's actually, yeah, I'm actually off by a minute. The time of possession in the first half was 14-12 Spearfish to 9-48 for Huron. So Huron's defense was on the field quite a bit in the first half, but again, were able to pretty much take care of anything Spearfish threw at him, and Michael Larson is getting set to make the second half kickoff. And Spearfish is missing one of their quarterbacks. They've kind of been a dual quarterback this year with Thomas Hughes, and then they would bring in Jack Cowett, who was a transfer from somewhere in Minnesota, and he was kind of the throwing guy, and usually if he came in to throw, he was usually looking to pass it to Thomas Hughes. So ready to go here in the second half. Dylan Doran and Hunter Walters are back deep to receive Larson's kick end over end, and it'll be Walters with the return from the 8-yard line. Flag on the play. He's got a big return. 40, 45, cuts back in and tackled by Micah Larson in Huron territory. But this is going to come back as there's a penalty marker back at the 22-yard line. Blocking infraction, and that'll erase a big return for Spearfish, and they'll have it back inside their 20-yard line. Michael Larson, he's a kickoff guy, a place kicker guy, but he's had three or four tackles this year. And Spearfish going to have it first and 10 at their own 11-yard line. So instead of at the Huron 48, it's going to be at the Spearfish 11. And they have it first and 10. Got a back on each side of Thomas Hughes for the first and 10 play. And handoff Walters, tries to break it out left, cut back in. Nice play by Bubba Larson, or Bubba Peterson. Got a little help at the end of the play by James Schultz Jr. Bubba just did a nice single leg there, made the stop. His fifth tackle of the game. Why did I say Bubba Larson? I was thinking of Micah, I suppose. Still a gain of 3 on the play for Hunter Walters. It'll be second and 7. From the 14-yard line. We're just underway in the second half. Spearfish with the opening possession of the second half. Again, the shotgun for Wilson. Straight drop. Now he's going to roll to the left. Now he will throw. Throwing deep over the field. Incomplete. Little indecision there, and a good job of Huron kind of boxing me in. I think Wilson was thinking about tucking it under and just had no place to go. And that sets up a third and 7 from the 14-yard line for Spearfish. So we're just underway in the second half. Spearfish huddles up, but I notice their one wide receiver, Carson Sire, he doesn't go into the huddle. He just goes out to his spot there on the near side of the field. So third and 7. And there's the handoff. Walters through the first wave, tripped up. He will be short. Whiff on the stop for Huron along with Oakley Anderson, and Spearfish will bring the punt unit in. Fourth and 2, so again, while it is deep in their own end of the field, you might see Spearfish maybe even try to get Huron to jump. Fourth and 2 from the 19-yard line. Snap is there. Marcus is going to kick it away. High, short kick going straight up in the air. Get away from it. We'll take a Spearfish bounce at the 40. And then Bubba Peterson picks it up. Got a flag on the play. If he had put, he finally jumped in there and grabbed it and advanced it a couple of yards. But if he had signaled a fair catch, that's a penalty. It will be here on ball, any way you look at it. 10:15 to go here in the third quarter. 7-0 Spearfish. No, it's a. Oh, I looked up just in time to see it is on Spearfish. And 10 yards going to be walked off on Spearfish, so Huron's going to get some great field position as they will have it first and 10 at the Spearfish 20-yard line, a high short punt, and then a penalty called on Spearfish. And Huron with a great opportunity here early third quarter. First and 10 from the 20. And got the two backs in the backfield, going to run the option right, roll it. There's a forward pass, and I think they're trying to say that was a forward pass. They're trying to say it was a lateral. Now they do say incomplete. Still, you want to hold your breath and not. You probably just want to eat that if you're Colton McNeil. It was a forward pass, but he pitched it like he was pitching backwards, but it was forward. A face mask there. My spotter back in Huron told me it was a face mask on Spearfish. Second and 10 from the 20-yard line for Huron. Huron has not been able to get a lot of offense going. Porish left, Elwine right on second and 10. And handoff to Holst. He's inside the 20, falls forward to about the 16-yard line. Hunter Walters on the stop for Spearfish. Hulse going to get 4 yards on the play, and it's going to be third and 6 for Huron from the Spearfish 16-yard line. Two down territory, I'm sure, here for the Huron Tigers. Trying to position my video as best I can, but I got a window in the way for the left corner, and that's where Porish is. Third and 6. Long count, high snap. Flag on the play. McNeil has time. Now he's running and still looking, and then he's going to throw it short, nearly intercepted, dangerous pass. My guess is that flag is going to be on Huron anyway. It came out just about right as the snap occurred, and Charlie Martin looks like he's pleading his case. Chop block on Huron is the call, so somebody went high-low on the line. You know, sometimes the chop block's by design. Sometimes it just happens by accident when one guy doesn't realize another guy's engaged. So chop block will cost Huron, was that 10 or 15? Well, again, I think the Spearfish coach wants to know what his options are, because if he declines it, would it be 4th and 7? And I think he's got the white hat over to ask him what his options are before they mark off it, because Huron would get 3rd down over. 8:59 to go, third quarter. 7-0 Spearfish. Huron with a great opportunity, but so far haven't been able to move it. See, the Spearfish players are lobbying to accept the penalty, and now they will, so they're going to walk off the penalty, and chop block is 15 yards. That's what I thought. So Huron's going to go all the way back to the 32-yard line. Fifth penalty for 46 yards on Huron. First penalty of the second half. So 3rd and 24 from, it's more like 3rd and 22 from the 32-yard line again. Huron doesn't have to get it all in one shot. They can try to get a chunk back and make 4th down a little more manageable if they want. So slot right, one receiver left on 3rd and long for Huron. Here comes the blitz. Rolling out, McNeil going to throw it long, far sideline for Porish. Tip drill and... nobody caught it. The defender, Dylan Doran, had a shot. Porish was on his back. He had a shot at it. And for a second, I thought maybe Porish caught it flat on his back, but incomplete, 4th down. And Huron, no reason to not go for it here on 4th and 22 from the Spearfish 32-yard line. That time, Colt McNeil had the room, or had the time, to make the shot. Again, just trying to throw it to one of the big receivers, and we have a timeout here on. 8:28 to go, third quarter, 7-0, Spearfish leading. Big play for Huron here with 4th down and long at the Spearfish 32. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, earn a credit through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Fourth and 22 from the 32 for Huron. The start at the 20, but Huron hasn't advanced it anywhere. I guess we did get down to the 16. Penalty really pushed him back. So here we are, Huron. What all Colt McNeil wants to do is fling it downfield and see if somebody can get under it. Fourth and 22 from the 32. McNeil to pass, has time, rolls to his right. He'll throw to the corner. The end zone man is there. Touchdown, Huron! With the catch, Riley Winiger. Touchdown! Or is it to Elwine? It's to Elwine. Okay, far into the end zone. Touchdown pass to Elwine, 32 yards. Huron on the board at 7-6. Extra point kick for Huron. 32-yard touchdown pass to Blake Elwine. Michael Larson on to kick the extra point to tie it. Snap is up. It is good. We're tied at 7. 8:19 to go, third quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
I'm Jay Davidson, Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron ties it on a 32-yard touchdown pass, and it was Riley Winiger. I was right the first time. The PA guy said Elwine, so I said, okay, that must have been what it was. It was the far corner. So Riley Winiger scores on the 32-yard touchdown pass from Colton McNeil. Michael Larson with the extra point. We're tied at 7. And Huron to kickoff again with Hunter Walters and Dylan Doran back deep to receive. Larson going to do the squib this time. Still going to bounce back and be picked up by Walters. He's coming to the 25, tries to turn the corner, has a hole, 30, 35. Then Oakley Anderson will upend him with help from Winiger. And the Spartans will have the ball. First and 10 for the Spearfish Spartans. They'll have the ball at their own 36-yard line. So tied at 7 here. We're early third quarter, 8:11 to go. And then we have a full house backfield, a lineman in the backfield here on first and 10. Hand off to the second man through. That's Walters. Tries to go to the left. Huron strings it out. And he will get a couple of yards on the play, but there is just nowhere to go as Huron a good job defensively. Saw Charlie Martin, Nolan Staley over there. Bischoff was in on the stop as well. Gain of 2 on the play. It'll be second down and 8. Trying to keep my own tackles. I need Corky for this. Second down and 8. Spartans from the 38-yard line. Again, they stay with that full house backfield. Handoff coming left. Walters a little room, but then it closes at the 40. Will be a gain of another 2 on the play. as Colby Hofer and Winiger were in on the stop for Huron. Third and six from the 40-yard line. And again, their staying is similar in a way to what Sturgis was doing at the end of the game last week, kind of a rugby formation with two linemen in the backfield as fullbacks. They're just going to go to again. Walters up the middle, and he's about a yard short of the first down. It opened up quickly, but then he got upended by Bischoff, I believe. Yep, that was Bischoff on the stop for Huron. Fourth and one, and Spearfish shows they're going to go for it here. Fourth and one from their own 45-yard line. Spearfish going to go for it. They figure, we got this 450 pounds of lineman in the backfield. We should be able to get a yard. Might be trying to pull Huron off, too. Long count. Now Wilson made a step up. Now he does take the snap. Late handoff, and he is stopped. Wilson got a late. The snap came high. It looked like it surprised him. And Huron came flying through. Colby Hofer with the stop, but he had plenty of help. And Huron's going to get the ball in great field position at the Spearfish 41-yard line. 6:09 to go in the third quarter. We're tied at seven, and Huron's a chance to get their first lead of the game. First and 10 at the Spartan 41-yard line. We're back with the pistol eye, I'll call it. Hansen, the deep back. And roll out to the left. Looking, backpedaling. Going to throw it out of bounds. Incomplete. Big rush coming up the middle that time by the Spartans. Cole Malo was in on that. And I believe Lathan Lucas as well. Just a throwaway there for McNeil, and it's second down and 10 from the 41-yard line. Tied at seven. We're in the third quarter. Huron trying to capitalize after Spearfish went for it on fourth and one, didn't get it. Here's the pitch back right side. Hulls kind of strung out, puts his shoulder down. He's going to get probably a yard, and that's it, and he's driven out of bounds by a number of Spearfish tacklers. Third and long coming up for Huron. Give him a yard. Third and nine from the 40-yard line for Huron. Again, most likely two-down territory here for Huron. On third and nine from the Spearfish 40. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter, tied at seven. Two receivers left, one right. McNeil to pass. Drifts to his left, going to throw near sideline. Wide open is Winiger, but he's still short of the first down. And boy, that looked like a late hit that didn't get called as Winiger got shoved out. He was a couple steps out of bounds with no flag. Graham Hughes there. But Huron gets a big chunk back. And it's going to be fourth and two from the 33-yard line, so a gain of seven. Fourth and two for Huron. No reason, again, not to go for it here. McNeil trying to hurry everybody up to the line. 5 seconds on the play clock. We're in the pistol eye. And there's the snap. Handoff straight ahead. Hansen lost the ball on the ground, and Spearfish recovers. And, well, we weren't going to get the first down off of it anyway. The fumble was recovered by Aiden Kraft. So officially a fumble. It's basically a loss on downs as well. Huron does nothing with the great field position. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. And the Spearfish Spartans get the ball back. First and 10. They'll have the ball at their own 35-yard line. Now they're back to their regular formation, two backs and the shotgun, and now we have people moving all over. Man went in motion, and then Walters took off. The snap never was made. Ninth penalty, 62 yards on Spearfish. That'll make it first and 15, and the ball placed back at the 30-yard line. Good ball game here out west. Spearfish 3-1. Huron 1-3. But tied at 7 here in the third quarter. First and 15 from the 30. And a handoff, Walters going left. He's through the first. He's up the middle. He's got big yardage. Porish catches him. Now he gets away again. 40, 35, and finally caught from behind. A big run for the Spartans. Bischoff gets him from behind. But that'll be a gain of 40 yards, 30-30. 40 yards on the play for Hunter Walters. First down for either team here in the second half. That puts Walters right about at 100 yards rushing as well. First and 10 at the 30-yard line in Spearfish. Now they have the good field position. Can they capitalize? Two backs in the backfield, and handoff coming right is Walters, and he'll get tripped up at the 30. He was hit low by Juergens, and then Oakley Anderson came over to finish it off. Gain of 1 on the play. It'll be second down and 9 from the 29-yard line. Spearfish Spartans, 4:15 to go, third quarter. Tie score 7 here on in Spearfish. Gorgeous weather for high school football tonight. It was very warm when we got here. The thermometer in the vehicle showed 86 degrees when we got here. But, of course, the sun down and nice, cool autumn conditions. Second and 9 from the 29-yard line. Hand off to Stroh, tries to bounce it out. He's caught from behind. Flag on the play, too. Bischoff with the stop. He's had a nice game at linebacker. I think there's going to be a loss of 4 yards on the play, and Huron may think about declining this if it is on Spearfish. Coach Strand is over talking to the wing official, but it looks like we will accept the penalty. So it's going to be second and 20 instead of third and about 13. 10th penalty, 72 yards on Spearfish. Second and 19 as they spotted the 39. So second and 19 for Spearfish from the Huron 39-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Hughes in the shotgun, and now we have another whistle, and Spearfish wants a timeout. Timeout Spearfish, 3:34 to go, third quarter. We're tied at 7 in the Black Hills. Timeout from Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits, but our timeout is a 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Spearfish with a timeout. Both teams have used one here in the third quarter. Spearfish with a second and 19 at the Huron 39-yard line. Got a big run to give them some good field position. Now a penalty moves them back. Shotgun again for Hughes. He wants to pass. Straight drop. Will go out in the flat. It's caught, but not. Oh, bounces off one tackle and finally knocked out of bounds by Porish and Hofer. Catch was made over there by Evan Wilson. Hofer missed the tackle, but kind of strung it out, and that allowed his teammates to get into the equation. Gain is up to the 32, so that's a gain of 7 on the play. Third and 12 from the 32-yard line, Spearfish. Wilson stays in the, Hughes stays in the shotgun. He's going to get the bubble screen over here, near side, pass complete, coming back to the middle, breaks a tackle up the middle, and for a second there, I thought, did the ball come out here on, as one guy signaling, but I don't think it did. A little bubble screen there, Bubba Peterson forced it to come back into the inside where Colby Hofer was able to finish it off. Pass was complete to Carson Sear. They get 2 yards. It's going to be fourth and 10 from the 30-yard line. Spearfish for sure going to go for it here. Fourth and 10 at the 30-yard line. Boy, Spearfish slow getting the play in. They might have to use another timeout, and I think they just did. There was 5 seconds on the play clock, and Spearfish, are we using a timeout? I haven't seen official signal yet. Nope, they're just gonna take the delay of game, I think. Yeah, they're just taking the delay of game, no timeout. So 11th penalty on Spearfish. We're still in the third quarter, 77 yards. My penalty chart only has enough room for 12 penalties in a game. Delay a game, so they'll walk off the five. And Marcus will try to pin Spearfish back. And again, this is a spot in the field where you can't rule out another fake punt. Marcus has already ran the fake once for a first down. You almost don't have anything to lose unless you feel confident the punter can pin Huron deep. Snap is there. He's going to roll to the right, and he will kick it again high and short. High up in the air, Huron's just getting away for him. It'll bounce, take a backwards bounce, and that's going to be very little. I think it's going to be a 1 or 2 yard punt. Huron's going to take over with 2:27 to go in the third quarter. I think Marcus just was trying to hit it high and see if he could pin Huron back, but it just went straight up in the air and then came straight back down. It'll be spotted at the 34-yard line. They lost 2 yards on the punt. 2:27 to go, third quarter. Huron will take over, first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Still tied at 7. We're getting late third quarter. One receiver right, one receiver left, and we have the pistol eye on first and 10. McNeil, play action, looks left. He's going to heave it deep. He's got Elwine open, but it's short. Elwine comes back, makes the catch at the 34. Cuts the middle of the field, and he's caught at the 30. It was underthrown, but Elwine, a great job of adjusting to the ball, came back to it. And Huron gets the big play there all the way down to the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 36 yards to Elwine and a first down for Huron. First down of the second half for the Huron Tigers, and they have it at the Spearfish 30-yard line. Pistol formation on first down, handoff, and that's Hulse. Nothing there. He's going to lose a yard as two linemen came flying in there. In on the stop for Spearfish was Benjamin Alred along with Samuel Marcus. Loss of two on the play for Hulst. It'll be second and 12 at the 32-yard line. Slot left, Elwine right on second and long. McNeil straight drop. Now he's going to roll it to the right. He's got room to run, but he's going to throw, and he throws short complete to Elwine. Going to be a gain of 7 or 8 on the play. Elwine went to a knee to secure the catch. They will put it at the 23-yard line, so a gain of 9. And set up third and 4 for Huron. Third and 3 for Huron at the 23-yard line as we hit 1 minute to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 7. Most of this third quarter has been played on the Huron end. Here's a little flip out near side. Winiger gets a kick out block. He's inside the 20, has the first down, drags a guy to about the 15. Got a nice kick out block out there by Porish. And move the sticks, a first down for Huron. Winiger to the 15, gain of 8. Doing my best to position my camera here, but I got a window in the way now. First and 10 from the 15-yard line. Huron their second first down on this drive. Here comes motion, that's Winiger. Handoff straight ahead, it's Hulst, he's inside the 10, moves the pile forward, gets a solid gain of at least 5. Second down for Huron, and they're right about at the 10-yard line. Gain of 5, second and 5 for Huron. Just inside the Spearfish 10-yard line. That could be our final play of the first half. We're down to 2, 1 second to go. We head to the fourth quarter. We're tied at 7. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 1 minute. Return for the fourth quarter, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We start the fourth quarter. Huron has second and five just inside the Spearfish 10-yard line. Shotgun for McNeil. And he's going to look left. There's the fade to the corner and intercepted. Good position that time. Carson Sire got in front of Porish and just boxed him in. Interception. The opportunity ends, and it'll be first and 10 for Spearfish at the 20-yard line. They just tried to fade to Porish, but it was a little short. And really, if you're going to throw that fade, you got to throw it towards the back pylon where your guy has the best chance to get it. Give Sire credit. He was right where he needed to be, at great position, made the pick, and Spearfish avoids the Huron field position. They have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Handoff, Walters up the middle. He's up to about the 25, 26-yard line. Charlie Martin, Anderson Porish on the stop for Huron. Walters going to get six on the play. It'll be second and four. Walters is over 100 yards rushing in the game. Second down and four from their own 26-yard line. Shotgun again. And handoff, Walters. Second man through, has a big hole. He's up the middle, breaks a tackle. He's got the 45-50. He's up the middle. Winnegar catches up to him, and they'll finally get him down at about the 24-yard line. Winnegar saved a touchdown, but a couple of broken tackles on the play. That is a 50-yard run by Carson Walters, and Spearfish in business as now they have the scoring chance here, first and 10 at the Huron 24-yard line. So now the Huron defense gives up a big run, but they bent but never broke on those. First and 10 from the 24. Handoff, second man through, and a nice open field tackle there on the far side. Oakley Anderson with the stop. Carry that time by Evan Wilson, just his second carry. He's going to get two on the play, second and eight for Spearfish. We're early fourth quarter, a minute and a half gone in the fourth. You're on a great chance, but threw a pick in the end zone. Now a big run has put Spearfish in scoring position, second and eight from the 22-yard line. Slot left, here's the roll left. Wilson just going to keep it, turns the corner, has the 20, 15, then chased out of bounds by Winnegar and Peterson. Hughes with the carry. And he's down to about the 14-yard line. He's very close to the first down. And I think they're kind of eyeballing. They're going to say it is short by a yard. So a gain of seven on the play for quarterback Thomas Hughes. And it is third and one just inside the 15-yard line. Shotgun again for Hughes. Hughes going to roll it to the right. Tries to turn the corner. Some pursuit there, but he cuts up, gets the first down. Huron looked like that it hemmed in, but a nice cut by Hughes. He gets down to 11 and moves the sticks. It'll be a first down for Spearfish. And on the tackle again was Bischoff. First and 10 at the 11-yard line after a gain of 5 there by Hughes. First and 10 at the 11. Can the Huron defense hold? We're early fourth quarter, just over 2 minutes gone, tied at 7, and Spearfish threatening to regain the lead. Slot left, one receiver right, and the shotgun for Hughes. Hughes going to roll it to the left, looking to pass. He'll throw short. The ball deflected. Is it caught? No, nearly caught. It was deflected by one of the Huron linemen, and Rayshon Whiff just about caught it on the deflection. It is incomplete. It'll be second and 10 from the 11. Did not see who got the arms up, but it was somebody on the right side, perhaps Bubba Peterson coming in on that side. Second and 11 from the, or second and 10 from the 11 for Spearfish. 9.5 minutes to go in the game, tied at 7. Spearfish threatening. High snap. There's a handoff up the middle. Walter skirts through. He's inside the 10, down to the 5. Ankle tackle there by Oakley Anderson. Ball at the 5, and it's going to be 3rd and 4 after a gain of 6 for Hunter Walters. 16 carries on the game for Walters. 3rd and 4 from the 5-yard line for Spearfish as they try to retake the lead. We're tied at 7 here in the fourth quarter. Yep. 3rd and 4, and here comes Walters again up the middle through one tackle, and he's going to lean in. He's down just short of the goal line, but it will be 1st and goal. 3 yards on the carry for Walters, but 1st down and probably inside the 1-yard line, and Spearfish quickly up there and handed off, taking it wide left and skirting in for the touchdown is Walters, and Spearfish regains the lead at 13-7. .824 to go in the game, and Spearfish back on top. 13-7, extra point pending, and Marcus will kick. So Huron, boy, this game really turned. Huron was inside the 10-yard line, throw a pick in the end zone. Spearfish gets the ball back, gets a big run of 50 yards to put themselves in scoring position, and they're in the end zone to retake the lead. Marcus with the kick. It is up. It is good. 14-7 Spearfish, 8:24 to go in the game. Here on Community Campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Way to get supplement to your calves, check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Spearfish regains the lead, and they will kick off to the Huron Tigers. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update are getting some finals in now. TRA defeated Mitchell 54-0. Yankton up on Pier 35-0. Watertown up on Douglas 48-0. Sturgis and Aberdeen tied at 10. Here's the kick by Marcus, end over end, coming up to get it. Peterson at the 15, up the left hash, past the 30, flag on the play, and this is probably going to cost Huron 15 yards. Huron will have the ball. Waiting to see what the call is. Trying to do a quick holding on Huron. That'll be the 6th penalty on Huron for 56 yards. And we'll back Huron up to the 26-yard line. So Huron will start this drive at their own 26. now trailing 14-7. 8:24 to go in the game. Boy, both teams have had their chances to score, but the scoring's just been at a premium, but a nice drive by Spearfish there to take the lead. First and 10 from the 26-yard line. McNeil looks right, rolls it to the right. He's under pressure. Two flags on the play, and the pass intercepted. Two flags on the play, unless it's on Spearfish. It's going to be Spearfish ball with great field position, as that was picked off by Evan Wilson. And the way Huron's acting, they think they're going to go on defense. So fourth interception of the game for Huron, and that's a costly one, as it could put Spearfish in position to put I see a couple of Spearfish guys reacting negatively, including Evan Wilson, who had the pick. Nope, it is on here. Okay, Wilson was acting disgusted. I thought it was something on Spearfish, but it was two penalties on Huron, and the interception will stick, and Spearfish gets the ball back in great field position. Now the pressure really on the Huron Tiger defense to keep points off the board here. Spearfish first and 10 at the Huron 31-yard line. Turnovers have been huge by the Huron Tigers tonight. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Now we have a whistle, and does Spearfish take a timeout? Now we got procedure on Spearfish. 12th penalty, 82 yards on Spearfish. And Spearfish still has a pretty big time of possession advantage here, just like they did in the first half. Now Spearfish backed up, first and 15 at the 36-yard line. Slot right, roll out to the right for Hughes. He's going to throw a deep far sideline, and the pass tipped, and a good job by the Spearfish receiver to tip that away from, I believe, was that Schultz over there? Whoever the left corner was, he was in position, and Vavruska actually jumped in there and picked it away, or that would have been a chance for a interception by James Schultz Jr. Incomplete. Second and 10. Or second and 15, again back at the 36-yard line. 14-7, Spearfish has the lead. 8:05 to go in the game. Vavruska shifts from right to left. They have slots left and right as Hughes in the shotgun will keep it himself, trying to turn the corner, makes a nice fake, turns inside, flag on the play. This is going to come back as Bubba Peterson comes over to make the tackle, close to the first down, but I'm sure this will be a penalty on Spearfish and bring the ball back. Holding on Spearfish. 13th penalty, 92 yards on the Spartans. And that's 15 yards in penalties on Spearfish after they got the interception. Ball all the way back to the Huron 46-yard line. And we'll call it second and 24 for Spearfish from the 46. Slot left, one receiver right, and the shotgun for Hughes. Hughes will hand it off to the back and broken tackle, but then Porish comes in and seals the deal. A little help there from Bubba Peterson. And that was Walters again. I couldn't see his jersey number. Gets gain of 4 on the play. He's now got 19 carries, 123 yards. Third and long for Spearfish at the Huron 41-yard line. Again, really, you don't have to get the whole chunk here. You try to cut the distance down if he can. Third and long for Spearfish at the Huron 41-yard line. Shotgun, and just going to hand it off. Walters follows his tacklers up, or Buckers up middle, breaks through, and finally caught from behind by Oakley Anderson. Oakley actually almost got a strip out of that, but a big chunk of yardage is what Spearfish wanted, and they got it down to the 26-yard line. And that makes fourth down much more manageable. That was a gain of 20 for Walters. And it's going to be fourth and 4 from the 26-yard line. And we've got a delay here as Huron's trying to like some equipment problem there that Rayshon Whiff was trying to take care of. Huge play here for the Huron Tiger defense. Fourth and four for Spearfish at the Huron 26. Huron needs a stop. Clock rolls with 6:45 to go in the game. It's 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. 14-7 Spearfish. Huron needs to get the ball back. Slot left, one receiver right, and two backs in the backfield with the quarterback, Hughes. Hughes hands it off up the middle. He's caught from behind. Will not get. Oh, he's a little second effort, but he will be stopped short. Bubba Peterson thought he had him down at the 25, but in any case, he did stretch, but still a couple of yards short. So Walters can't seal the deal, and Huron does get the ball back on downs. Bubba Peterson, a big tackle there for Huron. Huron will take over first and 10 at the 23. 6:20 to go in the game, 14-7. Spearfish, Huron though, first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. And handoff to Hulse, cuts back in the middle, and not much there, sealed off. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Maybe a 1 yard on the play for Landon. It'll be second and 9 from the 24-yard line for Huron. Got to watch that clock as we're inside of 6 minutes to go. Each team has two timeouts left. Spearfish 14, Huron 7. Pistol with two receivers left, one right. For Huron, McNeil looks left, bubble screen over there to Porridge, catches it at the 25, and not a lot, well defended by the Spearfish defensive backs. In there on the stop was Carson Sayer and Hunter Walters. Gain of about 4 on the play, and it'll be third and 5 for Huron from the 28-yard line. Clock is a factor, down to 5:15 to go in the game. And Huron faced with a big third and 5 from the 28-yard line. Shotgun for Colton McNeil. Looks left, throws over the middle, pass complete for the first down. Just a stopper out there by Porich. Make sure he was past the sticks up to the 35, and that's a first down for Huron. 7 yards for Porich. Third first down of the second half for Huron, 8 overall. First and 10 Huron at the 35-yard line. We're inside of 5 minutes to go. It may come down to this drive for Huron. Again, they got time and two timeouts, but you might want to show a little urgency. In the pistol, it's first and 10. Handoff up the middle. Clays bounces out to the left, and nice open field tackle by Walters. Clays tried to turn the corner. Hulse tried to turn the corner, and Walters was there to keep it at a 2 yard gain. Second and 8 from the 37-yard line. That clock continues to roll with 4:16 to go in the game. Two receivers right, Elwine to the left. And here on the offensive line, looking over to the sideline for the play call. Shotgun McNeil, straight drop, does the pump. He wants to go long. It's for Elwine. Elwine comes back, and that's pass interference. Easy call. The defensive back never looked back. Spearfish can boo all they want. But Elwine, it was underthrown, but Aiden Medverin, I have no idea how to pronounce that, he never looked back, and as Blake was trying to slow down his momentum, he just got ran into, and this is going to give Huron another first down. Well, a lot of penalties tonight here on the Spearfish Spartans. This will cost him 15, and Huron will get the ball at the Spearfish 48, first and 10. So 15 yards. That's now 107 yards in penalties for Spearfish. First and 10, handoff, Hulst up the middle, bounces out, tries to bounce it, and nothing there. Spearfish had the pursuit going. He's going to lose at least a yard on the play. It'll be second and 11 for Huron. Huron just hasn't been able to get a lot going on the run, and certainly haven't been able to get much of anything here in the second half. Second and 11, the ball near the 50, more like second and 12 for Huron. McNeil looks to the left, going to stall the swing pass, dangerous pass, and incomplete as Riley Winiger took a lick from Cade Vavruska. He just read that. That's kind of leaving the receiver out to dry. Incomplete. It'll be third and 11 from the just inside the 50-yard line. Boy, they moved the ball back about a half yard there. It's right on the 50 now. It will be third and 12 from the 50 with that spot. 3:20 to go. The clock stopped on the incomplete. Third and long for Huron. McNeil in the shotgun. Does the pump again. Throws over the middle. Porish has it. Puts the head down. Has the first down. Broke a couple of tackles after the catch. And on the slant, a first and 10 to Porish down to the 39-yard line. Gain of 11 to Porish. First and 10 for Huron from the Spearfish 34-yard line. So Huron driving. We're at 3 minutes to go in the game. Huron first and 10 from the 34-yard line. Motion. They'll flip it to Porish. Flag on the play. Porish up to the 30, and he'll be stopped there. But the flag in the middle of the field makes you think it's going to be something on the Huron offensive line. Charlie Martin reacting negatively to the flag. Chop block for a second time tonight. So that's going to cost Huron 15, I believe. Seventh penalty on Huron, and see, they walk it off, and yep. So seventh penalty, 71 yards against Huron, and it's going to be walked all the way back to the 49-yard line. First and 25 for Huron. Got to get to the 24 for the first down. 2:48 left in the game. Hansen in the backfield. He'll step up by McNeil on the first and forever. Here comes the blitz. McNeil, blitz picked up. McNeil off his back foot, going to hang it up there, and that's going to be intercepted. Hung it up there off his back foot with the pressure coming in. He tried to get it over there in the corner to Winiger, and Vavruska just timed it, made the pick, and now it's going to be tough for Huron. Fifth pick of the night for Huron, 2:41 to go. And it could be down to where if Spearfish can get one first down, they might be close to being able to run out the clock here at 14-7. 2:41 to go in the game. First and 10, Spearfish at the 26-yard line. Now Spearfish, I imagine, is going to be patient here, run the ball. Hunter Walters has over 130 yards, and there's a tackle in the backfield, a flip to Vavruska, and he got tripped up back at the 20 by Mason Juergens. Going to be a loss on the play of 6 or 7 on the play. Tried the tight end around. Loss of 7 on the play to Vavruska, and Huron's going to take their second timeout here, as it'll be second down and 17 for Spearfish. Timeout on the field, 2:32 to go in the game. 14-7 Spearfish. You're on Community Campus. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, that was a quick timeout. They've already ran a play and another loss of 5 yards. Hughes rolled it out to the right, and he was met out there by Charlie Martin. And Spearfish has just went backwards on two plays. We're trying to run wide. They're back at the 15 now. And Huron's going to burn their final timeout here. Spearfish has a third, and let's see. They're at the 15. They got to get to the 37. So third and 22 for Spearfish. Huron now out of timeouts with 2:25 to go. See if Spearfish plays it safe here. And again, Hunter Walters, he has had a big night running the ball. I have him just under 150 yards rushing. So big play here. Huron defense has to get off the field. Third and 22 from the 15 for Spearfish. Hughes alone in the backfield. He's just going to roll it to the right himself. Squirts through there as the left side gets a kick out as the 25 and then knocked out of bounds at the 31. He'll still be about 6 yards short. Winiger able to get over there and knock him out. They'll spot the ball at the 40, and it does stop the clock. It's going to be fourth and 7. That was a gain of 15 for Thomas Hughes. That was his best rush of the night, and Marcus is out to punt the ball. And Bubba Peterson's the only one back deep this time. Usually Huron has twins back there, but Bubba Peterson, the only one back deep. So make sure they punt the ball, and Marcus will. Punt the ball. There's a nice kick. Peterson gets driven back, bobbles it, picks it up at the 17. Tries to come wide, breaks one tackle, 20, 25, and then knocked out of bounds there. A great punt by Marcus as he punted it from the 30. And let's see, I'm just going to try and do some quick calculation. That was about a 52-yard punt by Marcus. But Huron gets one last chance, no timeouts, 2:04 to go in the game, and it's 14-7 Spearfish. Huron will take over at their own 25-yard line. 2:04 left in the game. Huron, two receivers left. Winiger inside of Porish, and Elwines to the right. Here comes motion. That's Porish. Comes all the way across the field. There's the snap. Roll out to the right for McNeil, and he's just going to throw it away. He was under pressure. Nothing was there. Second down and 10 for Huron. Clock stops at minute 58 left. Well, Huron needs to score. If Spearfish gets the ball back, game over with no timeouts left for Huron. Great ball game here tonight. Spearfish ranked number 5 in 11AA. And Huron has had them on their heels all night, but can Huron make that one last play? Second down and 10 from the 25-yard line. McNeil rolls it to the left, away from the rush, looking. He's going to run it himself, get up to about the 30 and run out of bounds. That's McNeil's first run of the night. It's like they're going to put him out right about at the 30, so a gain of 5. It'll be 3rd and 5 for Huron from the 30-yard line. So for 3rd and 5, so big play here. And while Huron is 4-down territory, any time it comes to that on this drive. Clock stop now with a minute 51 to go in the game. Spearfish 14, Huron 7. Elwine is right. Porish is left. Two backs in the backfield with McNeil here on 3rd and 5. Play action. McNeil looks to Porish. Did he make the catch? He's on the sideline. And it was caught. Complete. Never saw the official over there make a signal, but it is a first down for Huron. Up to the 39. Gain of 9. And Huron has the ball first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Again, out of bounds too, so again, not a lot of clock off. Minute 46 to go. Huron first and 10 at their own 39-yard line. At some point, you got to make a play downfield too. You don't have enough time to dink and dunk. Here comes motion. That's Porish again. Hand it off to Porish, and he wants to throw it. And he gets hit as he throws it. Are they calling that a fumble? And it's... Now they are going to say it's incomplete, and Porish got drilled from behind, and he's still down. I figured that was going to happen on some point with Porish going in motion. He is the backup quarterback, and he got drilled. I didn't see who that was. It might have been number 40, Aiden Cratch. So incomplete there. And that was Porish. It's going to be second and 10. That was a good play to throw that out. And Porish was slow to get up, but he's not coming off the field either. Second and 10 from the 39-yard line. McNeil steps up, and he's going to go down. First sack of the game, either team. And there's Cratch with that sack. And now the clock does run. A loss on the play back to the 32, so a loss of 7. And now Huron has 3rd and 17 from their own 32. Tick, tick, tick. Minute 17 to go in the game. 3rd and long, and McNeil rolls to the left. He's going to take it up himself. He's got the 35, and he'll go out of bounds at the 40. And the game's going to come down to this. It's going to be 4th and about 9, and Huron has to move the sticks. See, Porish still kind of stretching himself out as he took a belt in the back. Although spotted to the 39, so a gain of 7 for McNeil. 4th and 10 from the 39, and this is the game here. Minute 8 left in the game. Huron out of timeouts. They need to convert the first down here. Trips right. McNeil looks right. Going to swing it out to Winiger. That goes nowhere. Tried to get the bubble screen, and that was snuffed out by Spearfish. Over there was Evan Wilson, and Spearfish can take a knee twice, and the game will be over. Loss of a yard on the play, and Huron gives it up on downs with a minute 3 left in the game. So Spearfish, again, will just have to kneel twice, and they will escape on homecoming with a 14-7 win over the Huron Tigers. Spearfish going into the victory formation, and they'll have to, I presume, kneel it twice. They're still going to go from the shotgun here, but they have Vavruska about 25 yards back deep, and there's just a kneel down by Hughes. And Huron cannot stop the clock. A lot of handshakes there along the line. Hard-fought game. And again, give it to the Huron Tigers. Where we were to where we've been has been a huge improvement. What we saw in Yankton, the Friday of the fair, every week 1 to week 2, week 2 to week 3, week 3 to week 4, week 4 to week 5, we've seen improvement. Going to fall one touchdown short. Huron had their opportunities here. And there's the kneel down, and that will end the ball game. Spearfish escapes the final. Spartans 14, Huron 7. Spearfish 4-1, Huron 1-4. Timeout of 2 minutes here on Community Campus with $40 credit hours for in-person classes. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Head to the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame next on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Hofer and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Toast Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Hard-fought loss for the Huron Tigers tonight. They fall 14-7. Let's do a quick Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Roosevelt defeated Brookings 26-21. Brookings led at halftime. T area 54, Mitchell 0. Yankton defeated Pierre 35-7. That's the final. Watertown shut out Douglas 54-0 final. Start of the fourth quarter, Sturgis and Aberdeen are tied at 10. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Coach Strand up here. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back and get his comments. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA-certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We are back here. Gary Zell, Auto Glass post game, coming off that Huron Community Campus timeout. Tough loss tonight for the Huron Tigers, 14-7. And, Coach, you give our defense credit. They kept us in the game. A lot of turnovers tonight, but yet, you know, Sturgis explosive or Spearfish explosive, but you know we were able to keep them under bay for the most part. Just that last scoring drive kind of got away from us, but we asked a lot of the defense tonight, and they pretty much delivered.
Yep, I mean the defense did a fantastic job for us there, keeping us in the game. You know, unfortunately, you know we knew their secondary was going to be pretty tough, and they held us at bay. You know, having those tall guys out there, and just you know didn't make those throws tonight, and unfortunately, you know it went their way instead of incompletions. They were, you know, catching them all. So, you know, we got to figure out that and really change that going in. But hats off to those guys and playing hard on their defensive end, and hats off to our defense, you know, for keeping us in the game. And, you know, it's really nice to even with all those turnovers and still be in the game and it only be 7-7 there in the fourth quarter.
And you know, offensively, you know, we just didn't have a lot of consistency. We did have a couple of big plays, but we just couldn't get the running game going. We got a little bit going there with Thackeray Hansen running the ball a bit in the first half. But, that's where we got to keep teams off, is establishing that run. I think we were a little better with that with Sturgis last week than Spearfish this week. But, again, we just need to keep the other teams off balance. You know, that's That's our we're going to work on now going towards Douglas next week.
Yep. I mean, we got to continue to find our way to be able to run the ball to help us pass, you know, and kind of get that. You know, it's really easy for these teams to kind of try and sit there and just play their normal defense and then be able to pass, cover our stuff on pass plays. You know, they have an idea that we're going to pass the ball, and we got to kind of change our mindset here and work on getting that run game going for our guys, not only to help out our offense, but to help out our quarterback back there to help, you know, kind of everybody out. You know, we ask these tall guys to go out for one-on-one balls, and we just got to do a better job offensively and just progress into that run game to help those guys get more open instead of waiting until third down or, you know, having those nicks where we end up tripping or falling, and now we're sitting here, you know, third and long instead of second and short or third and short. You know, we got to kind of change those things on our offensive game.
You know, Thackeray does give us extra dimension that I think will continue to develop, because that was a little different formation there with Landon Hulse kind of going to more of a fullback thing. And, you know, and I thought he picked up a couple of nice blocks there as well. And, you know, the offensive line, you know, for as young as we are, as green as we were back in Yankton, every game now, 1-2, 2-3, 3-4, 3-5, those guys in particular are really making steps forward, you know. And the thing is, nobody's ever given up, and you can tell that by the improvement we've seen week to week.
Yep, I mean, they're doing a fantastic job, those young linemen. You know, they've really bought into what we're trying to teach them, and they've really bought into what we're trying to do here. You know, so hats off to those guys. They just keep on grinding, and they don't say anything about it. You know, they'll come to us with questions or things that they see, but, you know, they just really buy in, and they want to play, and, you know, they take ownership of their game, which is really nice to have up front for us.
Sun Gold sports player of the game is Riley Winnegar. Caught that 32-yard touchdown pass. He was in a lot of tackles. I had him six tackles and three assists, and he had a couple of pass deflections too as well. You know, he's a guy that's basic. You know, he's injured most of last year, had an early season injury. So, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's almost a sophomore from that standpoint to begin the season, but he's in there a lot, both full-time defense, a lot on offense. And, you know, that's just one of the many that we're just seeing a lot of improvement out of.
Yep. I mean, you know, those guys got to step in, and Logan Leindecker are going out early. We kind of put Riley back in the spot on offense, and he's able to jump right in and kind of run whatever we ask him to run. So, you know, those guys are doing really well and picking it up, and there are a lot of young guys out there on the field, and we're expecting a lot from them, and they've really done a good job of stepping up and filling those holes that, you know, we kind of lost from the senior group last year. So, you know, just those guys getting continue to improve. And Riley, hats off, his touchdown catch was perfect timing. You know, sometimes those two tall guys out there on the outside are going to be the decoys, and you're going to be open, and you just got to make a play, and he did for us to get us back in the game. And, you know, hopefully we can see more of that out of those guys when they start figuring out, you know, and they start having to double team Anderson and Blake. So, you know, just kind of get those guys going and keep them going all season.
So we look ahead. We're back home next week. Douglas comes in. Douglas, they're winless on the season. They have really struggled. I know that, but I know they also got a new coach, and they're learning their way as well. And here on Tigers, don't take anybody for granted. We're going to be ready for the Douglas Patriots.
Yep. I mean, we got to find a way to just improve ourselves. You know, Douglas usually comes, and I don't know, with the new head coach, you know, they always try to throw a few wrinkles in there. So, you know, we just got to be ready for all those trick plays they throw at us. And maybe we can add some of our own now that we're understanding our basic offense, and just kind of help our team out and get some more big plays going for our team on offense, and just kind of control the ball. That'd be a nice game to figure out how we can control the ball and kind of get both parts of our offense going with the run game and the pass game here.
Drew Strand, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tough loss tonight, 14-7 out here in Spearfish. We'll take another timeout, go down the stats, wrap it up here on Dakota Sports.
Ordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coat for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Marcus Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, one last time here from Spearfish, run down the stats and get ready to head back east. Spearfish wins it 14-7. They scored first on the first play from scrimmage after the opening kickoff. Dylan Doran, 23-yard interception return for a touchdown. We're 17 seconds in. And it was a 7-0 lead. But then after that, both teams had some chances, but nobody had a real big scoring threat for the rest of the first half. It was 7-0 at halftime. Huron finally got on the board early in the third quarter, a 32-yard touchdown pass from Colton McNeil to Riley Winiger. And Michael Larson added the extra point. We're tied at 7. Huron had a golden opportunity at a first and 10 at the 20 after a short punt and a penalty, but an interception stopped the drive in the end zone. And then Spearfish drove the ball down, went 80 yards, mainly on the run. Hunter Walters, a one-yard run with 8:24 to go. Samuel Marcus added the extra point. It was 14-7 Spearfish there. Huron had the ball a couple more times, but didn't get real close to scoring. And the Spearfish Spartans ended up with the win here tonight, 14-7. For Spearfish, 194 yards on the ground, 72 through the air. Hunter Walters, 21 carries, 145 yards, and a touchdown. Thomas Hughes had 5 carries for 28 yards. Samuel Marcus on the fake punt, 1 carry for 15 yards. Carson Sear had 2 carries for 11. Thomas Hughes had 5 carries for 28 yards. Thomas Hughes was 8 of 16 for 72 yards. For Huron, 55 yards on the ground. Thackeray Hansen, 11 carries, 30 yards. Colt McNeil, 2 carries for 12. Landon Hulst had 8 carries for 11 yards. Throwing the ball, Colt McNeil was 15 of 26 for 178 yards and a touchdown. Anderson Porish was 0 for 1 throwing the ball. I never did get my time of possession stats lined up here, but we'll quickly go to the defense before we wrap it up. I had Oakley Anderson, 8 tackles, 2 assists, 6 tackles, 3 assists. Riley Winiger, again, he's the player of the game. Bubba Peterson, 7 tackles, 2 assists. Cooper Bischoff had 7 tackles and 1 assist. 6 tackles, 3 assists, and half a sack for Colby Hofer. 3 tackles, an assist, half a sack for Rayshon Whiff. 3 tackles, Charlie Martin. 4 tackles, an assist for Mason Juergens. And Anderson Porish, 1 tackle, 2 assists. Those are the tackle stats for the Huron Tigers. So wraps it up here. The Spearfish Spartans pull out a homecoming win. Wasn't easy, but they get the win over the Huron Tigers tonight. The final, Spearfish 14 in Huron 7. A big thank you to Nate back at the studio, keeping us on the air, keeping things rolling. The final again, 14-7 Spearfish. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.